Blue is the male principle, austere and spiritual.
Franz Marc wrote this in 1911 when he painted this picture.
Yellow is the female principle, gentle, serene and sensual. Red is matter, brutal and heavy.
In this masterpiece from the Walker Art Center in Minnesota, Marc's theoretical ideas about color take shape once more. From circular forms and rounded arcs, he's created a trio of horses. Their vivid blue bodies seem to have the lightness and transparency of watercolour, almost incorporeal apparitions, like the embodiment of a spiritual principle. The animals blend harmoniously into the vibrant general rhythm of the composition, the rest of which is also made up of rounded forms. This large format painting was first seen in public at the end of 1911 in the first exhibition of the editorial board of the Blue Rider. This was the title Kandinsky and Marc gave to their first exhibition, put together in feverish haste under the new label. Shortly before, there'd been a fracturing in the new Munich Art Association. Kandinsky himself was the cause, having submitted a large abstract work to one of the association's exhibitions. At over 5 square metres, it exceeded the maximum size allowed by the club rules, by 1 square metre. When the jury promptly rejected the painting, Kandinsky and Marc resigned their membership. From then on, they went their own way and worked under intense pressure on a project dear to their hearts. The Almanac. The initial idea was sketched out by Kandinsky in a letter to Marc.
Now, I've got a new plan. Pieper will have to be the publisher and the two of us will be the editors. A kind of almanac with reproductions and articles and a chronicle. With everything only by artists. It may be that the authors won't get paid. We can call the book The Chain or some other title. Don't talk to anyone about it, or only if it would be really useful to us. In things like this, discretion is crucial.